Beautiful morning here in Miami, CEO Summit, Insights Association. Very excited. I've got Andres Bingston. Did I say it even remotely correctly?
Yeah, like sort of.
Proto Brand. Tell us a little bit about what you guys do.
So Proto Brand is a boutique research firm, full service research firm, technology enabled, helping companies try and cover how people think at a deep level about brands, ads, and new products. So not just focusing on the functional side of things, but the emotional, the symbolic, the experiential. So when we talk about system one, the automatic brain, the non-conscious brain, that's where we have technique and measurements for uncovering those.
How do people work with you? Do you have like a survey system, or what is the actual like function?
Yeah, so our technology platform is called Metaphor Insight, and that's a technology platform. You can think of it as a survey platform that allows you to do a quantitative survey online, but with advanced System 1 measurements. So that actually gives you both data that is immediately quantifiable, but we also collect data that is text data. So think data that normally would be collected in a face-to-face interview can now be collected online. And then we quantify that data with AI-powered text analytics.
Interesting. So it's there's definitely the sentiment, the kind of the NLP elements integrated in.
Yeah, so you get sentiment. And so coding of large amounts of text data is still a semi-automated, like a semi-manual process, if you will. There are analysts that are involved. They are looking at what themes that emerge and what things that belong. So it's not just a one-click button yet, and I don't know if text analytics ever will. But at this stage, it helps us to code large data sets, very precise, from hundreds or thousands of respondents, and identify salient themes, the sentiment, and the meaning behind it. So
I mean, it's interesting that, you know, Microsoft's had their announcement of the support behind augmented intelligence. So this the new kind of AI framework, where we thought of AI as solving all the problems and automating everything, but really it's doing part of it really well. A human being has to go in and finish the job.
Right, right. We're not there yet where things are fully automated. And I think that, so what we're doing right now is to leverage automation and AI to the extent it's possible without compromising the outcomes and to still make outcomes meaningful and help decision making.
Got it. So and where are you guys based?
In Boston.
Boston. Perfect. I could tell by your accent.
Yeah, my Swedish Boston accent.
So, CEO Summit, day 3. What are your thoughts?
It's been 2 great days, and I'm looking forward to the 3rd day. Lots of great networking with like-minded, you know, and not like-minded CEOs.
Yeah.
That we learn from each other, and I think it's been the speakers has been really great, and really making me think about my job and where I want to take Proto Brand, and make me think in different ways about that. So that's always helpful.
Yeah. Do you have a specific takeaway so far?
I think the takeaway is that some things haven't changed that much. If I go back to day 1, Diane Hessen from C-Space talked about when she launched the company and how it first was just a technology that she wanted companies to subscribe to, and then she found out she had to build services around it. And I think that's still, to this day, very much true. Corporate end clients in America are not ready for software in market research, you know, software enabled services, but services are part of it. And we're not there yet where they just go and buy a piece of software or an automated service.
Yeah, I think that was probably one of my favorite pieces. They're summoning us in. Now, how many years have you come to this?
This is my second time.
Second time, last year being your first.
Yes.
Yeah, you're going to come back next year?
Yeah, for sure. That was a quick answer. That was like a System 1 answer.
I love it. Recommendations for like other CEOs that maybe have not come. What would you see as the one big value they would get out of it?
So I think that when you come here, you don't know exactly what's going to happen, who you're going to talk to. You don't have a planned agenda. Like, you know, if you go to other conferences, you might look at, okay, I'm going to talk to so-and-so. Here is more organic. It's things just happen. And last year, I came here and I ended up talking to sitting next to dinner with Dave from VoxBotMe, and then after that we initiated a partnership with them. And so those things happen, and you can't necessarily, that wasn't something that was planned.
Right. Yeah, totally. I think the opportunity to do networking, like I literally have a few customers that have come out of this, but it's interesting in the context is such where there's no sales. It's just, wow, we are, you know, 1 + 1 = 3, the old cliche.
Yeah.
And as if you're dealing with CEOs, then there's not a lot of, you know, you can cut right to it. So, you know, it does actually function in a lot of ways as a pipeline, although I would say absolutely that should not be the objective. It's much more of a care and nurturing framework versus, you know, what you're going to see at a different Insights Association or Quirks or whatever show. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the other aspect to this, I think, is, you know, this is a summit where we share good stories. We share stories around, you know, we struggle. All companies struggle at some point. It's not all success stories. And we learn from success stories, but we also learn about turnaround stories. And
right.
So I think that's the honesty, you know, in terms of how people share their stories,
yep.
I think is huge.
Yeah, totally. So if someone wants to get in contact with you, talk about your services, how would they do that?
Go to the website, protobrand.com. You'll see our leadership team. You can find my LinkedIn profile and just reach out.
Andres, Protobrand, absolute pleasure. Thank you much for joining me on the Happy Market Research Podcast.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.